Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of the podcast is presented exclusively by Hillsdale College. For over 175 years, four purposes have defined Hillsdale's mission: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Thank you for listening, and my sincere appreciation to our brothers and sisters at Hillsdale for their great sponsorship.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Number 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I want to congratulate Governor DeSantis, Governor Ducey, Governor Abbott for your patriotism and your courage. I wish more Republican governors would step up rather than just yammering and yakking. You look at the Democrat Party today, America, particularly you Democrats. Who do they represent exactly? Who do they represent exactly? They've done a great job with propaganda and demagoguery. They represent radical, left-wing, wealthy white people. And that's why, in particular, what DeSantis did with Martha's Vineyard hit a nerve. What exactly has the Biden administration's agenda been when it comes to working men and women, to the middle class? It's been nothing but destructive. Pushing electric vehicles, subsidizing electric vehicles. That's for the wealthier. Student loan forgiveness. It's for the wealthier among us. IRS agents. That's the enforcement arm of the Biden administration. Open borders, illegal aliens pouring into the country. They believe most will eventually, through chain migration and through the generations, vote Democrat. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. They're destroying our public schools because most of them send their kids to preppy private schools. And I could go on and on and on. The Biden administration is not of the people for the people. The Biden administration is of the rich, self-appointed, self-aggrandizing white elite. And by the way, many elitists who are minorities, professors and so forth, who also benefit from these policies. The average American, regardless of race or faith and so forth, benefits not in the least. You have an administration that says, I don't know why you're worried about inflation. It grew at 0%. Did it grow at 0%, America? They say, don't worry about gas prices. They went down. Well, they shot up and they've gone down from a high number, but they're still far more than you were paying 24 months ago, and they're going to go up further. How about the housing market? How about the job market? How about those of you on pensions? And yet they pat themselves on the back. They have a party over there at the White House the other night. Like it's the Roman Empire. These people don't stand for you. It's DeSantis and Abbott and Ducey when it comes to these immigration issues. They stand for you. Now they want to work you up into a lather over abortion. But they won't even give you their honest opinions on abortion. We're going to codify Roe v. Wade. No, they're not. The last trimester in the Roe v. Wade decision, 49 years ago, gave state governments plenary authority to regulate it or to outlaw it. The Democrats don't want to codify Roe. They even want to go more extreme. They want to codify abortion on demand up to the last second. Will you murder the baby by draining its brains out with a syringe? You women who've had babies, you know it's a baby right before birth. So why do the Democrats support this? They want to eliminate every single restriction on abortion across the country. Every single one. What's the science tell us? The science tells us the Democrat Party supports murder. Now let's talk about the border. Have you noticed the chorus line of media sound just like the Democrats and vice versa? All saying the same thing. Oh, the great inhumanity of sending 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. To Martha's Vineyard, the great inhumanity. An island off of Cape Cod that is so wealthy and so white that Kennedy settled there, among other places. Hollywood settles there. Big media settle there. Big entertainment settles there. And of course, the Obamas settle there. Not in our backyard. We don't want these illegal alien brown people in our backyard. No, no, no. These Democrats are racists. That's what they are. They don't believe in sanctuary anything. They are racists. They are narcissists. They are self-aggrandizing. They are power hungry. They preach socialism while they enrich themselves. They talk about dictatorships while they empower themselves. Isn't it amazing? They're on Martha's Vineyard, and I'm sure Mediaite and Media Matters and all the other reprobate phony sites will point out that in Martha's Vineyard, they don't like replacement theory. That is, they embrace it. They don't want to be replaced with brown people. Wow. And Mayor Lightfoot, a.k.a. Lightweight, she doesn't want all these brown people coming in who are foreigners, who don't speak English. Wow. And the mayor of Washington, also an African-American, she doesn't want all these brown people coming in from Central and South America. And the mayor of New York, another African-American, he doesn't want all these brown people coming in from Central and South America. Sanctuary cities all. Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary island, for God's sakes. And then they attack DeSantis in particular because he touched a nerve with Martha's Vineyard, and they want to take him out as much as they want to take out anybody else. Playing games with human beings' lives, they say. He didn't send them to the front line of the war between Ukraine and Russia. He didn't send them to communist China to be sent to concentration camps with the Uyghurs. He didn't send them to Iran to be tortured in their prisons and murdered and raped. He sent them to Martha's Vineyard, Oh, they're playing political games. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the Democrats do. The violence, the inhumanity, the brutality, the anarchy, the war on families, the war on children, the war on women, all of which is taking place on the southern border under Joe Biden, who has plenary power to protect that border and refuses to enforce our immigration laws, supported by every single Democrat governor, supported by every loudmouth puke phony reporter on MSNBC and CNN and all the rest of it, trying to turn the tables that these Republican governors are somehow racist and inhumane and immoral. No. We have millions and millions of people in this country. We don't know who the hell they are. And some percentage of them, like any percentage of a group of people, are dangerous. The drug cartels are laughing at Biden, not DeSantis, not Abbott, not Ducey, Biden. 110,000 young people lost their lives from fentanyl, manufactured by the communist Chinese, sent into this country by the Mexican drug cartels, and you don't hear crap from the New York Times and the Washington Post and the clowns and the frauds at CNN and MSNBC and all the other corrupt Democrat Party media. Nothing. Meanwhile, the Department of Injustice is now going to investigate what they can do about these governors. The Democrats want to imprison them because they're getting used to this. Our own gulags. We have a gulag in Washington, D.C. Not for murderers and rapists, for January 6th paraders and trespassers. They desperately want a Republican gulag where they can put Donald Trump, Donald Trump's former staff, Donald Trump's former campaign staff, Donald Trump's lawyers, where they can put Ron DeSantis and Abbott and Ducey, where they can put all these people. Maybe they're going to grab all their phones. They're going to find out if they're obstructing the federal government under Joe Biden. Yes, send out the FBI, send out the SWAT teams. Collect the information. Go get it. Go get it. Not a friggin' word from Joe Scarborough and his ilk, or any of the other sleazeballs in the media, from The View and all the rest of the jokes, about the inhumanity that Joe Biden has unleashed on the southern border, about the fact that he's violated the Constitution over and over and over again, about the fact that he's killing these migrants. These migrants are being raped by their own, as well as American citizens dying. Not one damn word about it from these people. Nothing. Not a damn thing. But Martha's Vineyard, keep it up, and we need more Republicans involved. More governors who have guts. More Martha Vineyards. That's right, I said it. Send them to Joe Biden's home, right in front of his wall. What does he need a wall for? If the American people don't get a wall, why does he get a wall? And we paid for his damn wall. The communist Chinese paid for everything else, but we paid for his damn wall. And Joe Biden, I want to tell you something. You're a punk. I knew people like you when I was growing up. You are a punk. The language that you use, what you've done to this country, the way you treat your political opponents, you are a punk. You have a long history of being a racist, and yet you dare to point the finger at Republicans and talk about white supremacy. You and your buddy James Eastland, you and your buddy Stennis, two racist senators from Mississippi, you and your buddy Robert Byrd, another racist from West Virginia, and you yourself, you racist, you segregationist, who oppose the integration of our public schools, including in Wilmington, Delaware, ladies and gentlemen, and not just busing. He supported the segregation of white students from black students early in his career. Yes, he did. He damn well did. And he snuck language into a bill, hoping nobody would notice. But we noticed. He's a punk that uses race. A plagiarizing, stupid, lifelong political hack. And he calls other people white supremacists. Joe Biden has years of racism under his belt. Trump doesn't. McCarthy doesn't. McConnell doesn't. None of us do. He does. He does. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, back in the good old days, we Americans argued about which policies to pursue to improve the country we love. Too often today, we find ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not, about whether we should love America or be ashamed of it. The reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty, presenting them instead with dishonest narratives of America as fundamentally unjust and racist. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. As we get closer to Constitution Day, September 17, I encourage all of you to enroll in one of these wonderful free courses from Hillsdale. Begin your free Hillsdale College course today at levinforhillsdale.com. That's Levin, L-E-V-I-N, for Hillsdale.com. Joe Biden at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute last night. Cut one, go.
And with Secretary Mayorkas' leadership, we're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of
you broke the immigration system, you jerk. Go ahead.
Fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
Un-American. It's reckless. Republicans using them as props. You want to know why the major media are not on the southern border of America other than Fox? Because if they go there, they're forced to report what's going on there. You talk about un-American. You talk about props. You talk about the inhumanity. The people in that part of the United States are begging for help. And most of them are Hispanics, Americans. They are begging for help. The small towns there, most of whom are run by Democrat governors, are begging for help. The sexual trafficking that's going on. The abuse of little kids. No more media down there to look at the cages in which these kids are put. What I call everyday amnesty, people being released left and right by the thousands and thousands. None of this is sanctioned by federal law. All of it is prohibited. Prohibited. And he goes in front of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute and attacks Republicans? This guy is a thug. Folks, back in the good old days, we Americans argued about which policies to pursue to improve the country we love. Too often today, we find ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not, about whether we should love America or be ashamed of it. The reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty, presenting them instead with dishonest narratives of America as fundamentally unjust and racist. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. As we get closer to Constitution Day, September 17, I encourage all of you to enroll in one of these wonderful free courses from Hillsdale. Begin your free Hillsdale College course today at levinforhillsdale.com. That's Levin, L-E-V-I-N, for Hillsdale.com.
Mark Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
All right. Biden encourages massive illegal immigration and tries to hide it with secret flights. The Daily Signal, Heritage Foundation commentary. This is all the way from January. All the way from January. When asked why the administration was flying illegal immigrants in the middle of the night, Press Secretary Jen Psaki belittled the reporter and then lied. By failing to detain or remove single adult males, the administration has removed the last disincentive to illegal immigration. The Biden administration doesn't want media attention on illegal immigration, its open borders policies, or the results of those policies. How do we know? A security officer just said so in an explosive video of secretive dark of night flights transporting illegal immigrants to various points throughout America. It's from January. Did you hear Joe Scarface talk about this? No. How about Mrs. Scarface? No. How about Hillary Rotten Clinton? No. Oh, she has a podcast now. Really? Who cares? The video merits coast-to-coast media coverage, not just to expose the administration's stealth operations that flout the laws, but to encourage Americans and leaders at all levels of government to demand that the administration start protecting our border, our country, and our citizens. The list of lies administration officials have told regarding their handling of illegal immigration is extensive and still growing. How many times have they refused to call the historic numbers of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border a crisis or implausibly claim the border's closed? Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, grossly pushed the false racist narrative that Border Patrol agents on horseback mistreated migrants attempting to illegally enter during the Dalrio International Bridge episode. Biden's FAA made up a ridiculous drone ban prohibiting Fox News from showing any more footage of the thousands of mostly Haitian illegal immigrants amassing under that bridge. It rescinded it after reporter Bill Mulligan of Fox continued filming the Dalrio crisis from a Texas Department of Public Safety helicopter. Over the last several months, night flights of illegal immigrants have been periodically reported in places like Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee, just to name four. In every instance, state and local officials received no notice they were coming, let alone given an option to refuse them admission. The administration has no apparent concern with how those so-called airlifts may burden local officials with additional costs and facilities capability in areas such as education, housing, healthcare, and law enforcement. When asked why the administration was flying illegal immigrants in the middle of the night, the then Press Secretary Jen Psaki belittled the reporter and then lied. She claimed the flights were resettling unaccompanied children. Yet videos of these surreptitious flights clearly show full-grown adults emerging from the planes. At best, she was lying by omission. Videos posted this week reveal more lies by the administration. They show streams of adult males being released in Brownsville and San Antonio, Texas. And this reportedly has been occurring since last spring. Some are known to have criminal records, including drunk driving, assault, drug possession. Yet Biden officials have stated that only family units, unaccompanied alien children are being released, not single adults. Lie and lie after lie. And by law, Mexican males are usually subject to expedited removal to quickly return them over the border. If they are from a non-contiguous country, Immigration and Customs Enforcement usually detains them because they're not subject to an arbitrary 20-day Flores detention rule applied to families and unaccompanied children. In other words, they can hold them for a longer period. Releasing single adult males is a game ender for trying to enforce immigration law. Releasing this population means all demographics of illegal immigrants are now being released, whether single or family, young or old. and by failing to detain or remove single adult males. The administration has removed the last disincentive to illegal immigration. Smugglers will market this and enrich themselves even beyond the billions they've already made since Joe Biden took office. Single adult males are the easiest group for terrorists to hide among as large numbers as released into the U.S. Historically, single adult males made up the largest number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. Now we can expect those numbers to balloon once again. The Biden administration calls their immigration approach fair, orderly, and humane. But if they're so proud of their policies and their practices of processing so many non-citizens into the United States, why do it under darkness of night? And why lie about it? This administration tells us not to believe our lying eyes. Americans need to open their eyes. Watch the video. Demand that Washington secure our borders now. Instead, this thug, this punk, this man who spent so much of his life in the Senate as a racist, now he claims to be some kind of civil rights leader who spent his entire life on civil rights, is outrageous. But it's DeSantis who sent 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. That's what triggered the Democrats. That's what triggered them. Hillary Clinton's on the Morning Schmuck Show. It just shows you how far the Morning Schmuck has gone. He's a grifter, basically. He and his sidekick. He's easily bought and paid for. Like most low IQ nobodies are. So they have Hillary Clinton on their show because she has so much to offer the country. Crooked Hillary. Did he ask her about her emails at the time? No. Did he ask her about bleaching her software? No. Did he ask her about deleting emails? No. Why not? Because he's a putz. And I've decided now I'm not going to play it because I can't stand her voice. Yes. And now Corinne Jean-Pierre, she compares DeSantis and Abbott to human smugglers. Then what are they? Then what is Joe Biden? Human smugglers? Millions of people have come across the border, and most of them have said, because Joe Biden has encouraged them. Now, DeSantis is a human smuggler, and they've got their boy Meritless Garland on the job. Oh, they're going to look into it. They've got their U.S. attorneys ready to look. They've got their iPhone squad out there all ready to grab everybody's iPhones, no question about it. Maybe they'll do a raid on the governor's mansions. You never know. By the way, the trashing of this judge in Florida, who made the right call, in my view, by Republican commentators and Democrats alike, makes me sick to my stomach. They all pile on, and they're all nudniks. They're all very stupid people. Very stupid people. It's possible that her ruling could be overturned, but it's really, in my view, improbable. But anything's possible. Certainly shouldn't. She's the trial judge. She's there at the level to see it best. And she doesn't trust this FBI either. That's apparent. And that's good. Ron DeSantis at a press conference today. Remember CNN? Remember that puke? What was that documentary guy? Ken Burns? Comparing what happened to Martha's Vineyard to the Holocaust? This guy's putting out a documentary. Screw your stupid-ass documentary, you schmuck. Turn the Holocaust into a Democrat political weapon? Sick. When it was the Democrat president who covered it up? When it was the Democrat New York Times that covered it up? When it was the Democrat Washington Post that covered it up? Ron DeSantis today, cut five, go.
I saw somebody on CNN try to say, Sending 50 illegal aliens to wealthy Martha's Vineyard is reminiscent of the Holocaust. And I just thought to myself, has the world gone totally mad? I mean, these are voluntary transportation that they're signing up for, but they're given a good ride, they're given everything, and that's just, you know, it's a humane thing to do. What's not humane is what Biden is doing. He's given a false promise, the border's open, luring people to come here for political purposes, and then basically cutting these people loose and leaving them high and dry. What he should say is, you know, our border's not open. You know, there's ways to apply to come to this country, but just simply barreling across the border is not one of them. And I think you can trace all this back to him coming to office and reversing President Trump's policies, not because Trump's policies were wrong. It was all just a big virtue signal because they don't like Trump, so they have to do everything the opposite of him. Well, now I think we've seen with New York City and D.C., when they used to beat their chests when Trump was in office saying they were sanctuary jurisdictions, and then the minute Texas starts busing there, then they get very bent out of shape about it. And so let's just do good policy.
Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 Governor. This from Breitbart. Team Biden exploring legal options against Republican governors for moving migrants. They met Friday, today, to explore legal options against these Republican governors. The decision by Ron DeSantis to send 50 to 60 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard triggered White House officials already frustrated with Governor Abbott. And, of course, they're screaming like hell. The radical left-wing kook mayors of Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York City. Then that guy in New York City, he's turned out to be a fraud. It's unclear what the Biden administration can do to stop the governors, but he had an all-hands-on-government cabinet meeting, including that clown attorney general, to figure out how do we punish these Republican governors? There's got to be a criminal statute. How about the ones we want to use on Trump? Try those. Let's send the team out there, grab their iPhones, search their homes. Yes. DHS officials want to fly migrants to the northern border to ease pressures on the overburdened facilities in the south, but the White House has stalled efforts to prepare for an organized way to transport migrants across the country. I have an idea. Fly them south, back to their homes. How come that's never on the table? Does this not demonstrate what Biden is doing? They're putting illegal aliens on trains, on planes, on railroads, on taxis. They're putting them everywhere, sending them all over the country. Except they didn't send them to Martha's Vineyard. Ooh. They need to go to Wilmington, Delaware, and Rehoboth Beach. And I'm sorry for those of you in Rehoboth Beach. Whatever happened to the word equity? Equity. No, instead, it's inhumane to spread these brown people from Venezuela into these lily white areas. It's inhumane. And it's inhumane to send them into these cities with millions and millions of people who say they're sanctuary cities. And when ICE comes to pick people up and deport them, no, you can't. We're a sanctuary city. So the Governor Abbott said, okay, let's try this out. Sends in illegal aliens. They say, you are a non-Christian, un-American racist. How so? How dare you send these brown people into the city of Chicago? Excuse me? And into our great capital of Washington, D.C. How dare you send them into Democrat strongholds? It's just Republican border states that are supposed to be punished. Don't you know we're trying to flip Texas? We're trying to flip Arizona once and for all. We're trying to flip Florida. You're getting in the damn way. Cut six, go.
The governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. And all I can say is I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function.
I would agree, except he's never had a brain function. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, back in the good old days, we Americans argued about which policies to pursue to improve the country we love. Too often today, we find ourselves arguing about whether our country is great or not. about whether we should love America or be ashamed of it. The reason for this is simple. For too many years, too many of our schools have been neglecting to teach young Americans about America's great heritage of liberty, presenting them instead with dishonest narratives of America as fundamentally unjust and racist. Hillsdale College is weighing in for America by offering free online courses such as The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, and Constitution 101, The Meaning and History of the Constitution. As we get closer to Constitution Day, September 17, I encourage all of you to enroll in one of these wonderful free courses from Hillsdale. Begin your free Hillsdale College course today at levinforhillsdale.com. That's Levin, L-E-V-I-N, for Hillsdale.com. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The Democrat Party is huddling. The Biden cabinet is huddling. The Department of Justice, the phony attorney general and the phony deputy attorney general are claiming we're getting all this input, so we're taking a look at it. No, they're not. They're all working together. Remember? Remember the National School Boards Association? Remember the teachers' union? All of a sudden, the Department of Justice puts out this statement about parents. We have in the Department of Justice, as I've said, actually now for over a year, the old East German Stasi. That's what it's become. Merrick Garland is a throwback to Vladimir Putin when he was a top lieutenant at the KGB. Merrick Garland doesn't view his job as representing the American people. He views his job as being the enforcer, the consigliere for the Biden administration. The drug cartels are benefiting from Biden's policies. The Democrat Party believes it's benefiting from the policies and hoping to flip certain red states in the Southwest in particular. That's what's going on here. The Democrat Party is evil. It's always been evil. It's ironic the party of slavery now talks about kidnapping. In effect, it's a disgusting enterprise. More when I return. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. In hour three, we'll have J.D. Vance on the program, but let's continue. I hope you understand now, and I think you do, that the war on Donald Trump, the war on MAGA, is a war on the entirety of the Republican Party at the local and state level and the federal level. This growing tyranny is being confronted by certain courageous politicians. It's been confronted by Donald Trump and his people. It's being confronted by DeSantis and his people, by Abbott and his people and others. Certain Republican members of the House, certain Republican state legislatures. And so the resort by the Democrats is to criminalize any opposition, because that's the way Marxist totalitarians operate. And when you have one courageous judge, Judge Cannon, at least so far, hasn't buckled to the pressure. She comes under withering attack. And when you have people in the Republican Party who are more aligned with the bureaucracy and the D.C. establishment than they are with the country and liberty and the people, and we're seeing many of them now. Many of them are legal analysts, former attorneys general, and that sort of thing. You got to blow them off and ignore them. Isn't it amazing that we have institutionalized lawlessness now on the border? Institutionalized lawlessness when it comes to elections. You are not going to want to miss Life, Liberty, and Levin this Sunday. 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 to 9 p.m., one full, powerful hour. Now, I know many of you like football or you watch football. You can always DVR the program. That's why I say if you can't watch it live, record it. But if you can watch it live, it's going to be worthwhile. Some people have said it's the smartest show on TV. I'm very proud of that. It's not the same gobbledygook. It's not a conga line of guests. We're not bouncing around from issue to issue like a ping pong ball. It's different. It's a long form interview where we focus like a laser on certain issues from the opening statement to the first guest to the second guest. It's an honor to do the program as long as you watch. If you stop watching, I'm not doing it. Same with radio. You stop listening, I'll do something else. But these are grave times. Grave times. Here's Politico, which is a left-wing site. Democrats push Department of Justice to probe DeSantis over migrants. But there's no legal answer. No easy legal answer. So what they're doing is they're trying to craft one. That's why they're trying to craft legal issues against Trump when it comes to the documents. They're trying to craft some kind of crime out of January 6 against Trump and his people. And that's not the way this is supposed to work, but it's the way thugs and totalitarians work, and that's what we have. A core legal concern is whether migrants have given their consent to travel by plane to Massachusetts or bus to Illinois, New York, or Washington, where migrants have also been transported. Now, notice that has not been a core legal concern in all the people who've been bused and flown and trained by the Biden administration over 900 times. Did Politico ask a single one of them if this is what they wanted to do? If that's the core legal issue, did they? Did Politico even report about it? Of course not. How about the morning schmuck? No. How about Mrs. Schmuck? No. No. Shia Kapos, Lara Corte, and Lisa Kaczynski. When Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis transported migrants by plane to Martha's Vineyard, he turned a political stunt into what could become a serious legal battle. Political stunt? It's a political stunt? Well, if it's a political stunt, why are the media so worked up about it? And why are the Democrats demanding that he go to prison? That's what they're demanding. And I warned you folks that this is broader than Donald Trump. You are seeing right now what's happened to this country under the Democrats, the United States of the Democrat Party. You are seeing the political corruption at the Department of Justice. You are seeing the political corruption in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington. You are seeing the political corruption at the FBI. You're seeing it all. You're seeing the war on the First Amendment as the Biden administration worked with the tech oligarchs to shut you down and anybody who disagreed with government policies. You've seen the use of SWAT teams, the seizing of iPhones from attorneys, the crushing of attorney-client privilege. You've seen the violation of the Fourth Amendment. You've seen it all. And I will find out one day how the hell the January 6th committee got 13 of my emails, which are perfectly neutral and harmless, without asking me. I will get to the bottom of that, and I will hold every single bastard who's involved in this to account, whether it's civilly or criminally. Let us continue. And by the way, you want to know what it's like when you're losing your country? You're right in the middle of it. The problem is with the Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting with one hand tied behind our back. You don't hear McConnell. You don't hear the other slouches that surround him, none of whom can speak in complete sentences with their marble mouths and their gobbledygook. Because they're proper people. Man, they got to be loved and liked. And shut up. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who's abused children as a result of his policies with respect to closing the schools at the behest of his unions, who's destroyed the economic engine of California, who's bankrupting California, this piece of crap, who's in love with his own looks, his girly looks, with his oily hair. Schmuck. It's that guy that had an adulterous affair with his best friend's wife. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? But he's our guy, that Newsom. Newsom, gruesome. He wants to do for the whole country what he did for California. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, along with government officials in Florida and Massachusetts, are pressing the Justice Department to investigate DeSantis's move to send about 50 mostly Venezuelan migrants from Texas to the island. Similarly, Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, last time I checked, Chicago's in Illinois. This fat slob, another wealthy... Anyway... What has he done to help the people of Illinois, particularly Chicago? Not a damn thing, this slob. Also said his office is examining the legality of busing migrants to his state after Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott bussed hundreds of migrants to Illinois over the past 3 weeks. And I would encourage all the Republican governors, forget about Larry Hogan, he's a moron. Forget about Baker in Massachusetts, moron number two. But the real Republican governors and Republican attorneys general and the Republican legislatures, I would encourage all of you, pull your resources together. Conduct yourselves as a class, as a group. Pull your brain power together. The battle is on. The battle is on. Newsom on Friday said his administration was collaborating with California Attorney General Rob Bonta, also a Democrat, gee whiz, in regards to the migrants, but said his state intervening without the Department of Justice was an open-ended question. This appropriate belongs in the Department of Justice, and Merrick Garland should take a close look at it, said Weasel Newsom the Gruesome. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, she was a hack for Obama. She is a radical Marxist hack. She said today in an interview with Bloomberg, the DOJ is reviewing, quote, a number of inquiries and letters, unquote, it received about the Republican governors transporting migrants, including Newsom's demand for an investigation. You understand this is an inside-outside job, right? They encourage third parties to bring lawsuits. The Department of Justice goes in with their buddies, and then they settle the lawsuits for millions and millions of your dollars. It's the same sort of thing. But even if the DOJ decides not to act, groups and legal experts say there are avenues to take legal action, and Politico's right there to press it. A core legal concern is whether migrants have given their consent to travel by plane to Massachusetts or bus to Illinois, New York, or Washington, where migrants have also been transported. So now we're going to ask the migrants. I'm sorry, that you've been so maltreated and mistreated. A long, long bus ride, plane ride, train ride. How were your conditions? Were they okay? Plenty of air conditioning, three squares, fresh clothing, I hope. Were you treated as lawless illegal immigrants and deported back to the country from where you came? Or better than American citizens? This is what we need to know. And I don't trust these Biden administration bastards anyway for putting words in their mouth. This is what you say. I did not want to go to Martha's Vineyard. I wanted to go to Newark, New Jersey. I wanted to go to Camden, New Jersey. I wanted to go to East Palo Alto, and they forced me. They forced me to go to Washington. They forced me to go to Martha's Vineyard. If they're being transported against their will, calls into question the human trafficking statutes, I'm quoting, so far nothing indicates they're being held captive. Held captive? They're not being handcuffed and put on buses. So it's unlikely the federal criminal trafficking statutes will come into place, said Stephen Block, a Chicago attorney at Thompson Hine and former assistant U.S. attorney who handled trafficking and corruption cases. Hey, pal, Thomas Pine, former assistant U.S. attorney. Hey, Politico, ask him this question. Ask him about the sex trafficking that's going on the border under the auspices of the policies of the Biden administration. Why don't you ask him about that, you jerks? But if migrants are being coerced, then it gets more nuanced, he said in an interview. If someone is told, hey, get on the bus, we're going to Chicago because we have a job for you, and it's not true, that person has been victimized. Oh, gee. Wow. So we can arrest Ron DeSantis? Susan Church, a prominent immigration lawyer based in Cambridge, really, I never heard of her, said there is absolutely the possibility of both civil and criminal liability if people were lied to about where they're going, what they were going to get when they got there. So here's people in the country illegally. We don't know a damn thing about them. Now they have rights, particularly when it comes to Republican governors trying to protect the people in their states. See how it works? Tyranny! Dressed up as law. Tyranny dressed up as law. And finally, the ACLU speaks up. Where have they been through all the tyranny? All the attacks on free speech. Where have they been? They're a fraud and they're phony and they always have been. The American Criminal Liberty Union. Shaw Drake, senior counsel on border issues, said in an interview, there's a concern of whether people are being unduly coerced to take the buses. Hey! People are being unduly coerced to buy electric vehicles. You care about that at the American Criminal Liberties Union? No, no, no. If they're being offered a free ride and choose it voluntarily, that's one thing. But if they're being pressured or coerced, that's another. Yes, yes. Question comes down to, again, about consent and determining what's voluntary. If it's not completely voluntary, then I think we have huge legal issues, said Denise Gilman, a professor at University of Texas. Those issues will center around what authority a state has to take someone into custody without their consent. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So somebody's here illegally and states have no rights whatsoever? Raise your hand if you think the states would have gotten together and written a constitution like that. Raise your hand if you think the states... If you think the states would have written a constitution that writes them out of the process altogether. I thought there was a 10th Amendment that was added, part of the Bill of Rights, but it doesn't matter. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, Ninth, Tenth, whatever. So far, no cities or states have filed lawsuits over the Abbott or DeSantis transport of migrants. Nicole Hallett, a law professor, University of Chicago, director of the Immigrants' Rights Clinic. Where's the director of the American Citizens' Rights Clinic? There isn't one. Says, as fraught as the situation has become, it's not likely that cities or states will have grounds to sue Texas or any red state sending migrants to other cities. My goodness. Constitution says the federal government regulates interstate commerce. This isn't interstate commerce. This isn't interstate commerce. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
In a world full of takers, Pure Talk wants to give you something. That's right. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they're takers. They take too much of your money every month for way more data than you're ever going to need. Pure Talk, which is my cell company, gives you choices. Only pay for the data you need. That's how the average family saves over $75 every single month. With Pure Talk, it's easy to find the right plan for you and your family. Unlimited talk, text, and choose from data plans from 2 gigs per month to unlimited with a mobile hotspot. All on America's most reliable 5G network. And here's another something else Pure Talk is going to give you. This month, when you switch to Pure Talk, you pay for month one, and Pure Talk will give you month two for free. So do this. Just go to puretalk.com, choose your plan, then enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and check out and get your second month free. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast to switch to my company, Pure Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, all these private groups thinking of lawsuits against DeSantis. I have an idea. How about lawsuits against the Democrat Party? How about lawsuits against the Democrat governors and mayors? How about lawsuits by those who've been criminally abused as a result of illegal aliens? How about the drug deaths, 110,000 of those as a result of an open border? Maybe those families can bring lawsuits. How about all the property damage and all the violations of environmental laws? How about that? And I have an idea, Mr. Producer. Let's take the prosecutors in Washington, D.C., move them down to the southern border where there's a whole lot of parading and trespassing going on. What do you think, America? We ought to sue the S out of these people. I'll be right back. In a world full of takers, Pure Talk wants to give you something. That's right. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they're takers. They take too much of your money every month for way more data than you're ever going to need. Pure Talk, which is my cell company, gives you choices. Only pay for the data you need. That's how the average family saves over $75 every single month. With Pure Talk, it's easy to find the right plan for you and your family. Unlimited talk, text, and choose from data plans from 2 gigs per month to unlimited with a mobile hotspot. All on America's most reliable 5G network. And here's another something else Pure Talk is going to give you. This month, when you switch to Pure Talk, you pay for month one, and Pure Talk will give you month two for free. So do this. Just go to puretalk.com, choose your plan, then enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and check out and get your second month free. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast to switch to my company, Pure Talk.
Mark Levin, radio's hell-raising intellectual. Call now, 877-381-3811.
You individuals who have suffered at the hands of the Biden immigration policy, whether it's property damage or much worse, to yourself or a family member, you need to hire the smartest immigration lawyers you can and bring lawsuits wherever you can. It's time for us to overload the system. It's time for us to go on the offensive. We have Republican attorneys general who have been great heroes. They now need to join all their forces, as do patriotic Republican governors, not the reprobates, and now take on this tyranny. Take it on. Because as you can see, they want to imprison any Republican with whom they disagree. They want to imprison any Republican with whom they disagree, whether it's a former president or his White House staff or his lawyers or his campaign staff, whether it's Republican members of the House of Representatives or even certain Republican senators, whether it's Republican members of the state legislatures, whether it's media figures, and now Republican governors. They do not believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the Bill of Rights. They do not believe in federalism. They do not believe in law and order. It is this administration, this Justice Department, this Department of Homeland Security, this regime that is violating federal immigration laws. And some courageous governors are pushing back. National Review, about a year and a half ago, Nicole Bishop and Chip Roy, we know our buddy Chip Roy from Texas, drug cartels aren't just a border problem. As you watch the dangerous disaster unfold at our southern border, know this. Those drug cartels operating on the border are also now conducting their horrific business far from there in hometowns across America. Just a few weeks ago, again, this is a year and a half old, 180 miles from the border in the quiet San Antonio suburb town of Bourne, Texas, a vehicle carrying nine people, two stuffed in the trunk, was stopped for a traffic violation. All the occupants told the exact same story. A common reality of cartel-driven smuggling and trafficking. Smuggling, Hillary! Smuggling, Gavin! You schmoes! You said nothing! Because you don't care about these people. They stated they were stranded on the side of the road and hitchhiking. The driver and his girlfriend were kind enough to pick them up. In reality, the driver was ordered to pick them up. The driver was smuggling these illegal immigrants from Mexico and Honduras after crossing through the Del Rio sector, territory of the Cartel del Noreste, a faction of Los Zetas. Among the passengers was a young teenage boy who had paid $4,000 to be transported to California to pick grapes for $13 an hour. But the cartel had different plans. Oh, yes. The boy learned they were actually headed to a stash house in Houston, where those who did not pay the full amount would have been held until the balance was paid, or they would be sold into trafficking. More recently, a female cartel victim was in the process of being trafficked when she was encountered by law enforcement in Kendall County, Texas, which contains Bourne. She knew that she was going to have to work for a while to pay her debt to the cartel that smuggled her. But she didn't know what the work would be. Had she not been picked up by law enforcement, one can only imagine the horrors she would have experienced in the hands of these monsters, and many have. Kendall County, Texas, has experienced at least five cases of cartel smuggling in recent months. Another case from April involved a 17-year-old trafficking two young females and a teenage boy. 17-year-olds are recruited because they are treated as minors under federal law, making prosecutions harder against the cartels. The Cartel del Noreste charges roughly $12,000 for transport for someone from Mexico to Central America for entry to the United States through the Texas-Mexico border. If an individual is coming from the Middle East or Asia, it can be many times that amount. In March, Kendall County law enforcement stopped a vehicle where passengers fled, leading to a pursuit. Occupants had only partially paid the cartels and were on their way to San Antonio, where their family would pay the remaining balance, totaling $11,000. The volume of the cartel's trafficking operation should scare every American. In Kendall County, Texas, for example, cartel teams run at least three shifts, varying the times to avoid detection and transporting individuals per day. There are likely dozens, if not more, carloads moving through every day. Sources from inside DHS have also indicated some 26,000 illegal aliens got away with crossing the border last month in the Del Rio sector alone. These violent criminal organizations are notorious for committing brutal killings and for threatening Mexican police and politicians to gain and maintain their power and their profits. This is clear in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which is now effectively run by cartel influence and will not cooperate with American immigration enforcement as a result. Now, an unprecedented surge of people entering illegally through the Texas-Mexico border, a direct result of the Biden administration's reckless policies, is enabling the further spread of cartel practices into America. And our law enforcement can only do so much to stop it. If a situation involving a cartel is intercepted and a local law enforcement reaches out to ICE or DHS, local law enforcement is simply told to get as much information as possible and then let everyone go. That's the Biden policy. If DHS does opt to take up the case and defines the case as smuggling, then the authorities are no longer allowed to detain their material witnesses and must get a full confession from those involved, which can be excruciatingly challenging when witnesses are victims at the hands of the cartels. As a current and former prosecutor, that is Bishop and Roy, we can tell you that it gets harder every day to prosecute these cases, to get justice for victims of cartels, and to hold these criminals accountable. The massive flow of illegal migrants weakens the inability for Border Patrol to secure the border. I think they mean weakens the ability. And with interior enforcement overrun, cartels are proving they are in control of this crisis. They are profiting handsomely as a result, now moving their operations further into our interior and into our communities. The cartels are profiting $10 to $14 million per day. This is a year and a half ago, trafficking human beings and narcotics through our neighborhoods. This is no longer a border problem. It's a problem for the whole country. There are dangerous people doing horrible things to human beings for profit, further and further away from our border and closer to where most of us live. And cartel smugglers are becoming increasingly armed and increasingly emboldened as they expand their operations on U.S. soil. The children, women, young men, these people, they prey on our human beings, but are being treated as political pawns by both the president and his allies in Congress, all to the empowerment of the criminals who endanger the lives of Americans and immigrants alike. Chaos isn't compassion. Nicole Bishop is the criminal district attorney for Kendall County, and Chip Roy represents the 21st District of Texas in the House. Former state prosecutor. So what court do these people go to? American citizens and those who are abused under the Biden policy. Which Democrat can they sue? How will the Department of Justice protect them? The bureaucracy is in the firm control of the Democrat Party. The Department of Justice has been thoroughly and completely bastardized. It is not a law and order operation. It is a lawless disorder operation that seeks to punish Republicans, MAGA and Trump, DeSantis and conservatives, Abbott and conservatives, Republicans at the state legislative level, anyone they can get their hands on, anyone. And I am sick and tired of the Bill Barrs and the other flunkies on TV. I am sick and tired of it. When you see this going on in our country, these are the same people that initiated the warrant against Trump. They're the same people concocting criminal statutes or abusing their interpretation and their definition on January 6th to try and again harm Trump. These are the same people violating attorney-client privilege. And we have a heroic judge so far in South Florida who's standing up to all of it, so they need to trash her credentials. Of course, just like they trash the originalists on the Supreme Court. Now, I want to tell you something, America. Everybody listening isn't a Republican, but most of you are conservatives. You may have a problem with one of these candidates here and there who's running. I know I do. But this is a different type of election. This is a stop the political enemy election. This is a stop tyranny election. This is a stop Merrick Garland and his band of corrupt prosecutors and investigators election. This is a stop the destruction of our classroom election. This is a stop a destruction of our economic system election. This is a stop the destruction of our economy election. And I don't care if there's an orange juice can running as a Republican at this point. I don't care. The primaries are over. The primaries are over. Put aside our differences and unite. The free people of America, it is time to unite. It is time to overwhelm them at the ballot box. Overwhelm them. And we're going to lose our country. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what the talking heads say. I don't care. I don't care what some former federal prosecutor from Yahoo, state, whatever, has to say about the Department of Justice. I don't care what former associate deputy attorney general has to say, or some deputy associate attorney general has to say, or some former federal prosecutor from Yahoo has to say. I don't care. I don't care. Our prisons are going to be full. When Trump administration officials, with Trump campaign officials, with state Republican officials. Now they want to go after Governor DeSantis. Who the hell do these people think they are? Obstruction? Fraud? Worse? Who the hell do these people think they are? Destroying our country and then trying to destroy anybody who stands up to them. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
In a world full of takers, Pure Talk wants to give you something. That's right. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they're takers. They take too much of your money every month for way more data than you're ever going to need. Pure Talk, which is my cell company, gives you choices. Only pay for the data you need. That's how the average family saves over $75 every single month. With Pure Talk, it's easy to find the right plan for you and your family. Unlimited talk, text, and choose from data plans from 2 gigs per month to unlimited with a mobile hotspot. All on America's most reliable 5G network. And here's another something else Pure Talk is going to give you. This month, when you switch to Pure Talk, you pay for month one, and Pure Talk will give you month two for free. So do this. Just go to puretalk.com, choose your plan, then enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and check out and get your second month free. Go to puretalk.com, enter promo code Levin Podcast to switch to my company, Pure Talk. Biden administration, the Democrat governor is outlawing your gas vehicles. Isn't that nice? Where'd they get the power to do that? Student loans? Where'd they get the power to do that? They don't have the power to do that. Violating our immigration laws? Where'd they get the power to that? Do that? No, they have no power to do that. That's a violation of the Constitution. 87,000 new IRS agents. They're not there to investigate what's going on the border. They're there to investigate you, Mr. and Mrs. America, you. They're destroying your classrooms while sending their kids to private schools. They shut down your classrooms while they sent their kids for private tutoring. This is unbelievable. And this is why the police state is getting firmer and firmer and firmer with a bigger and bigger iron fist. And this is why they're trying to set examples and threaten people with very public abuses of power. And you're the semi-fascist. And we have to listen to our racist president about white supremacy. when he spent 20 years kissing the ass of white supremacists. And he was one himself, opposing the integration of public schools. It's amazing. But it doesn't matter. He's a Democrat. It doesn't matter. He's also corrupt. He's up to his eyeballs in communist Chinese money. But hey, we're not going to look into that. Merrick Garland, no. The U.S. attorney in Washington, no way. There's a reason Merrick Garland doesn't recuse himself. There's a reason there's been no special counsel appointed to investigate Biden. Those are left for Republican presidents. Please don't forget, this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and God knows what else everywhere else. Life, Liberty, and Levin, brand new. I take off less time than anybody. Have you noticed that, America? Whether it's radio. When it's radio, it's usually for personal matters, medical or whatever. TV, almost never. Blaze TV, almost never. We have a mission, and we're going to keep at it. But I hope you'll watch us Sunday. If you can't watch us live at 8 p.m., or you have some kind of conflict, tape us on your DVR. Record us. You can set it up right now so you don't forget. We have J.D. Vance this coming hour, and I'll be right back.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. It's Friday. We keep the foot on the gas pedal. Others sit back. I never sit back. Joe Kernan is the host on CNBC today. He's actually quite good. And he's interviewing Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg is one of the best liars among the Democrats. He does absolutely nothing. He's the transportation guy. What did he know about transportation? Nothing. It's like assigning Kamala Harris to oversee the border. But Pete Buttigieg thinks he's presidential material, and why not? He, like Gruesom Newsom, are ding-dongs who really are unaccomplished. Here's Joe Kernan, host on CNBC, Cut 17, go.
On that day, it looked really tone deaf. I mean, what you're telling me, so just stick to the script. The economy is great. The border is secure. Our cities are safe. Wouldn't it be better to just be honest with the American people about the soup that we're in right now? And we can all try to deal with it together instead of just...
Nobody's saying we don't have any problems. But if you don't pause and recognize the meaning of one of the most significant pieces of legislation so far in the 21st century, just because we also have a lot of other problems we're contending with as a country, then I think you're really feeding into a narrative that's pulling America down and holding America back.
He's such a dweeb. But Kernan goes on. Cut 18. Go.
It wasn't named the Climate Act. You deliberately, and some people would say erroneously, named it the Inflation Reduction Act, and you're celebrating it on the day when, again, we had 40-year highs in inflation. And you know how that affects people that, on the low end of things. It's like the most insidious problem that an economy can face. And it's just
right. And of course, the worst thing about inflation is that it means people are paying too much by definition for things. And what this bill does is allows people to pay less for things.
Oh, how's that going, America? So the bill raises your taxes, creates massive inflation, is recessionary. But they give you money to buy things. How many of you have been given money to buy things? You're not on the favorite list of the Democrat Party base. So you see how this works? This is what I mean by American Marxism. What do you mean by that? That. And so that Nimrod, he wants to be president. President of what? President of what? The country? For God's sakes. The country? Well, they look at Joe Biden and they say, wow, that's a low standard. I can do that. Yeah, right. Then we have Beto O'Rourke. Sometimes I can't tell O'Rourke from Buttigieg. Can you, Mr. Producer? They're both equally incompetent and have done literally nothing. Nothing. And so Beto O'Rourke, who's Irish, he wants you to think he's Hispanic. It's very strange. Very strange. He's on with Jimmy Kimmel. Now, we saw Jimmy Kimmel, I believe. I didn't watch it live, but there have been lots of howling about it. Really. Try to draw attention to himself when an African-American woman was winning an Emmy. Isn't that true, Mr. Booster? Just so you know, my Sunday show has more viewers than Jimmy Kimmel's show. Did you know that, Rich? It's true. Jimmy Kimmel is a fat, talentless, boring, former... Who did he work with? I'm trying to remember. No. He worked with... Oh, Howard Stern. But Howard Stern made it funny. Jimmy Kimmel was there. You know, he's a foil. Cut 12, go.
As you probably know, your state, Texas, is in the news today because the governor pulled another stunt, sending busing...
There you go, fat boy. There you go. The governor pulled another... When are we going to get funny guys, really funny guys, back on late-night TV? Never. Never. They confuse stupid with funny. They're stupid. They confuse being a clown with being a comic. Hey, as you probably know, your state, Texas, is in news today because the governor pulled another stunt. Whoa, that's a good one. What's your next one? I guess I'm getting too old. I remember when I used to love to watch late night TV to get away from crap heads like this and to hear funny people. It doesn't exist anymore. They all say and sound the same damn way. They're all freaks of nature. And I'm not going to play it anymore. Why? Boring. There's the morning schmo. He's got Hillary on. I'm not going to do that. Boy, the morning schmo. His ratings suck. What does that guy get paid? He does his show mostly from Jupiter, Florida. I love Jupiter, Florida. He's a man of the people. The schmo is. Used to be a Republican. Where did all the Republicans go? And where did all the conservatives go? And his weird twang. I don't know where that comes from. But a complete schmuck. All right, let's go on. PJ Media, FBI agents accused Biden of pressuring FBI to fabricate extremists and white supremacist cases by Matt Margolis. Current and former FBI agents have come forward saying the Biden administration is deliberately exaggerating the danger posed by white supremacists. And you can hear Biden out there, who is a white supremacist. He can't wash that off his hands. That's what he was. And you notice he says it over and over and over again. And I'm thinking, well, where are all these people? Are they in your neighborhood, Rich? They claim that high-ranking FBI officials were pressuring field agents to fabricate domestic terrorism cases and label people as white supremacists in order to, quote, meet internal metrics. This is sick. Quote, the demand for white supremacy coming from FBI brass vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy, one agent told the Washington Times. I'm sure this will be covered by Joy Reid and Tiffany, whatever her name is. We have more people assigned to investigate white supremacists than we can actually find. The FBI agent who requested anonymity in order to discuss internal bureau politics said that top officials in the FBI, quote, have already determined that white supremacy is a problem, unquote, and established a policy to prioritize investigations into racially motivated domestic extremism. It's like all these deaths occurred and they blame the COVID-19 virus. Even if somebody had severe heart disease or was right on the precipice with this disease. If they died and they had COVID, it was COVID. We're sort of the lapdogs as the actual agents doing these sorts of investigations, trying to find a crime to fit otherwise First Amendment protected activities, he said. They had a Gadsden flag and they own guns and they are mean at school board meetings. That's probably a domestic terrorist, he said. The FBI denies they are targeting people based on politics. Well, they're lying. But sadly, these revelations are the latest in a long-standing pattern of the politicization and weaponization of the Justice Department under Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Last year, the administration previously came under fire for using the resources of justice to target angry parents at school board meetings and treat them like domestic terrorists. Merrick Garland authorized the FBI to investigate parents who protested school board meetings and, by the way, had no authority. Another lawless act, alleging a disturbing record of teachers being threatened or harassed. By the way, another spate of teachers raping students. Have you seen that, Mr. Producer? But what? What the hell? PJ Media's Megan Fox looked into these allegations and concluded that they're mostly bunk. And in addition to the National School Boards Association, which had prompted Garland to write the memo with a letter likening parents to domestic terrorists, eventually apologized for doing so. Despite this, Garland has not rescinded the memo. Last year, a whistleblower revealed an internal email showing the FBI was using counterterrorism tools to monitor parents. Oh, yeah. White supremacists everywhere. And given the fact that the CRT crowd says we're all white supremacists if we don't throw in with them, even those of you who aren't white. I guess there's a lot of us. But don't count the real white supremacists, that would be Joe Biden. Or the real party of white supremacists, that would be the Democrat Party. No. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, if it were up to me, ladies and gentlemen, Martha's Vineyard would become the new Ellis Island. Don't you think, Mr. Producer? I think all immigration should come through Martha's Vineyard. Excuse me, Martha's Vineyard. And the Obamas have a home with like 10 bedrooms and 412 bathrooms. Don't ask me why. Equity, I'm sure. But I think that ought to be the case, because we know the Department of HUD under Comrade Biden, they want to eliminate single-family homes in the suburbs. Okay, well, Martha's Vineyard, that would be applicable there. They want far more diversity. Well, diversity is not diversity simply of Caucasians. White, really white, transparent, kind of white. No, that's not what's meant by diversity. And so having Martha's Vineyard as the new Ellis Island, that would fix that. What else? Well, it's an island, and we can encourage people to stay there so we could have a really, really dense area. Yeah, and there wouldn't be a lot of car driving, because what are you going to do? Drive off the Chappaquiddick Bridge or whatever, what's it called? Chappaquiddick Bridge. I don't even think it's called that anymore. They had to change it because of Teddy. And I do understand all the media tycoons who are there, all the corporatists who are there, all the David Letterman types who are there, all the Democrats who are there. Republicans need not apply. Minorities need not apply. So I just think it would be beneficial for the country to use Martha's Vineyard as a perfect example of how we fix things. Perfect example of the Democrat Party agenda. I'm not kidding. Martha's Vineyard should be the new Ellis Island. What's wrong with that? Martha's Vineyard needs the kind of zoning, the kind of diversity, the kind of crime that is being spread everywhere else. And I'm sick and tired of these racists. These racists all over the Democrat Party, pretending that they're otherwise, because they're not. There's one cell phone company I trust to uphold your values. There's one cell phone company I trust to give you fair and honest pricing. And it's called Pure Talk. That's my cell phone company. Pure Talk, who powers my iPhone on America's most reliable 5G network. Folks, stop getting ripped off. Stop giving your money to Verizon, AT&T, Mobile. They don't share your values. These are big international corporations, which is fine. But lots of them do business with countries that we don't even like. There's a better way. Pure Talk is veteran-owned. The customer service team lives right here in the United States. That's right, American jobs. And listen to this. You can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data. Just $30 a month. That's it. That's it. Now, the average family saves over $900 a year for the same thing. So why waste your money? Why don't you make the switch? Start saving today. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, and you'll get 1 month free. Again, pick up your phone, dial #250, say the keywords Mark Levin, and get 1 month free when you switch to my company, Pure Talk. I've been encouraging you to do this for a long time. It's time to jump in. Wherever you can save money without harming your service whatsoever, in fact, improving it, you should do it. You should take the time to do it. And for this, it's 10 minutes. 10 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Again, jump in. Dial #250. #250 and say keyword Mark Levin. All right, Mr. Producer, do we have any callers, friends or foes, Americans or un-Americans? E. Frank, the great WABC, Astoria, Queens, where have you been?
Yeah, I've been doing many things, yes, Mark. There were a lot of funerals. I lost my father. I lost my uncle to COVID, you know, my father to a heart attack. So it's been very treacherous for me, Mark.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's those are things that are part of life, sir.
Yes. Go right ahead, E.
But anyway, Mark, you know, I heard that you stated that many of the Democratic mayors of major cities are a sham. They are a bunch of liars. They don't believe in the Constitution.
They're frauds, phonies, and fools.
Yeah, but I have something that I wish to express my thoughts on.
Yes.
As you well know, the last time I spoke to you over the radio on your show, the mayor of the city was the head of the Guardian Angels called the dope from Park Slope, Mayor de Blasio, the biggest disaster that ever occurred to the city of New York. A working family's mayor converted to Democrat. But now, you know, now I talk to you with a new mayor in place named Eric Adams.
He's done nothing.
I know Eric Adams personally. He was New York City police, police sergeant. He was fired later on in life. He became a police lieutenant, controversial. He created an organization called 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement. And I met him personally, and I've talked to him over the years in community council meetings and so on. And he's also very friendly with Detective Bo Deedle. But I would just like to say, you're saying that most Democratic mayors are liberals that don't care about anyone, and they're liars. But I believe this gentleman inherited a big deficit from the past mayor.
But he hasn't done anything. Crime is going through the roof in New York. He doesn't lobby his governor or his party to change that ridiculous no cash bail, which is causing a lot of the problem. I just don't see it. I see him talking a lot. I don't see him doing anything, E. Frank. E. Frank, I have to take a break. It's good to hear from you. Call again. Sounds like E. Frank's voice has changed, doesn't it, Mr. Bidus? A little bit. Maybe as a cold. Sorry to hear about the deaths in his family. We'll be right back.
The Mark Levin Show, the pool feed for the conservative media. Dive in now, 877-381-3811.
Big race in Ohio, as in many states, but Ohio, we have a big race with J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan. J.D. Vance, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Very, very well. You know, Tim Ryan, to put it in a word, he's a fraud. You know, he's voted over and over again with Nancy Pelosi. He'll vote over and over again for Schumer. He voted to impeach Trump. He voted to massively increase spending and so forth and so on. And then he pretends he's a moderate. And I know they're pouring a fortune into your race as they are all these other races. Are you able to get your message out, or is he able to redefine who you are and who he is?
You know, we're definitely catching up on the messaging front, Mark, but you're exactly right. I mean, he's taken national Democratic money, flooded the airwaves, redefined himself as a moderate or even a conservative, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, on every issue, he has supported defund the police, but now he doesn't. He has supported the sky-high inflation policies, the destruction of the Ohio energy economy, but now, of course, he's just a good working guy who stands up to Joe Biden. He has supported the wide-open border, but now he doesn't. It's just on every single issue, he is running TV commercials, pretending to believe the exact opposite of what he's actually done for the last 20 years. I mean, he has a record, and it's a very bad one. So we've got a lot of work to do to correct that record. I will say, despite the massive outspend, I mean, if you believe the public polls, to be clear, I don't. I think it's, you know, at best a barometer of where things are now and not where they're going to be. We're still hanging on to a narrow lead. So we've just got to keep on telling the truth about our story and also the truth about what a fraud he is. But it's definitely a very shameless thing that they're doing, trying to pretend he is something he's not.
And, you know, a lot of these radical Democrats, they pretend they're big trade union guys. Now, I don't know what people think about unions or not. That's not my point. But my point is, those people are affected by inflation. Those people are infected by gas prices. Those people are infected by the Democrats' war on capitalism, open borders where people take their jobs and drive up the property taxes in their communities and so forth. This really isn't even about unions, non-unions, or anything of the kind. It's about working people, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And working people have suffered mightily under the policies of the last couple of years. I mean, you know, I hate this idea that Democrats have that, you know, if you're standing up for working people, you just want higher taxes. Well, working people pay those higher taxes. Working people live in communities where they don't want the violent criminals to be let out of prison. They actually want the cops to be supported. On issue after issue, the Democrats have completely abandoned working people. You know, Mark, this is something I saw in my own family where, you know, for a long, long time, I thought of myself, or I thought of our family at least, as sort of union Democrats. And over the last 10 years, my family and everybody that I know almost has abandoned the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party abandoned them. And this is what these guys do. They pretend to be something that they're not. They pretend that they still care about working people. Well, how have you voted for the past 20 years, Tim Ryan? And have your policies actually worked for Youngstown? We're in the Youngstown area tonight, Mark. Trump is coming for a rally tomorrow. And, you know, I talked to a lot of this guy's neighbors, and you know what they told me? Their community has suffered for 20 years. These are the working people Tim Ryan says he stands up for. They don't feel like he's been standing up for them.
And you know what? And it's good that you're doing this, because the idea that this radical, big, centralized government agenda is going to help working people, union or non-union, is ridiculous. It drives up their taxes. It drives down their effective net salaries. You have this open border, which is absolutely nuts. You've got the war on safety by undermining police officers. Tim Ryan didn't fight any of this. Tim Ryan went along. He voted for Nancy Pelosi to be speaker. He'll be a rubber stamp in the United States Senate and so forth. It'll be exactly the same thing, right?
That's exactly right. And he also supported very recently, guy campaigns on a middle class tax cut. That's what he wants to do, Mark. And yet he just voted for a middle class tax increase via this ridiculously named Inflation Reduction Act. And of course, he also voted for 87,000 IRS agents to go after working people to collect those taxes. And we know this. Everybody knows this, that those 87,000 IRS agents, they're going to go after normal Americans. There simply are not enough billionaires that the IRS can focus on. It's going to hurt normal people. It's going to be small businesses that have the IRS hounding them. And as you know, Mark, but I think a lot of people maybe don't, it's not even that you had to do anything wrong. I mean, if you have the IRS hounding your business for a year, they can say you didn't do anything wrong. You don't owe any additional taxes. But dealing with these guys, dealing with them breathing down your neck, threatening you, auditing you, is a major stress, financial and otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, the policies of the Democrats the last 30 years have just not been good for working people. You see it in the wage numbers. You see it in the safety numbers. You see it in the inflation numbers of the last couple of years. It's a disaster. Fortunately, I think those of us in Ohio are wise to it, which is why I'm going to win.
You know, J.D. Vance, I look at this electric car push where they're trying to ban the combustion engine. I look at the student loan issue, which is really intended to subsidize the wealthiest. I look at immigration, which harms the middle class and the lower middle class by far the most. I see what they're doing in our public school classrooms, but most of them can send their kids to private schools. The entire Democrat Party agenda, they've completely, as you said, they've abandoned working Americans. Even Reagan, he used to make the point you did, which is, I didn't leave the Democrat Party, they left me. He was a union guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, this immigration issue in particular is so absurd, because you're exactly right. The open border is flooding our country with wage competition. It's stressing our schools and our hospital system. And it's, of course, leading to a massive increase in fentanyl. You know, do working people care about illegal drugs poisoning their communities? Of course they do. Of course, the Democrats just don't care about the illegal alien problem. Here's the crazy thing, Mark. If you look at the statistics and you look at the economic evidence, it suggests that, like you said, people, especially legal immigrants of Hispanic descent and Black Americans, are those most affected by nonstop illegal immigration causing wage competition. Mm-hmm. So the Democratic Party knows that these policies hurt working people at the bottom, especially Latinos and Blacks. And what do they say that you're a racist if you actually want to secure a southern border? It's like everything that they accuse us of doing is, in fact, what their policies accomplish.
Do you find that the party is uniting behind you now? Everybody is. I'm certainly encouraging Republicans. Let's unite behind our nominees or we're not going to win.
Absolutely. We've been very lucky. Josh Mandel, he's been very helpful to us. All the other folks that we were running against in the Republican primary, I mean, we had very good candidates, at least in Ohio, and I think that these guys have done a great amount to help us. The party has been good. The state party, I think we have one of the best state parties in the country. I mean, look, we're just getting out the message, and the message is pretty easy, at least in Ohio. It's that Tim Ryan's a fraud, that he votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time, that he supported every single one of the policies that the people of Ohio don't like, and the party has been very helpful in us getting out that message, and that's exactly how it should be. You know, I think that once somebody wins, we've got to unite as a party behind them. We're going to do that. I think we are doing that in Ohio, and I feel good about it.
How's the ground game?
It's good. It's good. You know, it was one of the things, just frankly, Mark, in a primary, we just didn't have the resources to focus on the ground game, but we really have been able to invest in that. We've got great people in all 88 counties. We have people knocking doors, handing out signs, you know, collecting voter contacts. It's really important for folks to get out there and make the phone calls and knock on the doors, because this is how we learn about the marginal voters. In other words, the voters who maybe like me, but they're not necessarily going to show up to vote 100% of the time. And, you know, when you know who that is, you can actually target your turnout to make sure those people get to the polls. And that's ultimately how you win. I mean, the other thing in Ohio that we have that's very good is we don't have this just massive absentee ballot situation where everybody gets mailed a ballot, even if they didn't request it. I think it's one of the most important ways we can make our election secure. But luckily in Ohio, we do it right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's right. And a lot of states are still grappling with this problem. I know Pennsylvania is. They have a crazy Supreme Court there and a crazy governor there and so forth and so on. And how is the money situation?
You know, it's definitely it's better. The Democrats have this incredible money advantage in pretty much every single race across the country. We've done a lot of work in the last few months to ensure we've got the resources to get our message out there. We're still going to be outspent by the Democrats a little bit, but, you know, if you're in Ohio the next 50 or so days, you should be seeing about as many advertisements from me as you do from Tim Ryan. That was by design. We wanted to saturate our messaging towards the end of the race. But this is a big issue, Mark. I don't know if you're aware of this, but, you know, if I send 100 emails via, you know, or fundraising emails out to the entire country, you'd expect the email spam filters controlled by big tech to censor and to filter about 90% of those 100 emails. If Tim Ryan sends 100 emails, you'd expect maybe 5 or 10 of those to get filtered by the big tech spam filter. So there's a structural advantage the Democrats have where these technology companies are really getting involved in our elections, and they're doing it for the left. It's something we're going to have to tackle once I win and once others win, Mark, because that's not what these companies should be able to do. I think that's fundamentally against, you know, I mean, it's certainly against our principles as a country, but it's also against their legal charter to be involved in federal elections mm-hmm. that way.
These oligarchs, these Silicon Valley oligarchs, their in-kind contributions of the kind you're defining now and other types, it has to stop. It just has to stop because they are behind the scenes, they're under the radar, but they're giving billions and billions of dollars of support to the Democrat Party. And the idea that we have to catch them doing it is ridiculous. If we want clean campaigns like everybody claims, then they've got to be addressed first and foremost. J.D. Vance, if people want to help you, where do they go?
Thanks, Mark. It's jdvance.com. Every dollar they give us goes to TV advertising to close the gap with the Democrats. We just got to get our message out there. So folks can go to jdvance.com, and if they're in Ohio, they can sign up to volunteer to door knock. I appreciate everything you're doing, and certainly appreciate your audience staying engaged and staying in the fight.
All right, folks in Ohio, we support J.D. Vance, and all over the country, you can support him as well. JDVance.com, JDVance.com. Good luck.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
All right, God bless. I told you, everything is put aside. We must win these races. We must unite. We must unite. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3. You know, I recently learned about Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want: fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you too can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com. Use code Levin, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code Levin at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details. We go to America every Friday in honor of you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Life, Liberty, and Levin on Sunday. Please be there, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central on Fox. If you can't watch it live or you have another event, please go ahead and get your DVR set and record it. It's very, very important program, Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel. We salute our truckers and the men and women in Taiwan, and the men and women in Ukraine. Good night, Spritey and Griffey. Good night, Pepsi and Smokey. Good night, Zelda and Gigi. And good night, Indy. And good night, little Barney. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Leo. Good night, Joe. And America, have a wonderful weekend. And good night.